Oh.
You have to replace it.
A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel, Shabbos 113a, pagination 225. Towards the bottom, a very, very practical Gemara. Starting from six lines from the bottom in the beginning of a line. Amar Rav Huna said, "Im yesh lo lahachlif, if you're able to change your garments in honor of Shabbos, yachlif, you should change them. You have an extra suit, put on the Shabbos clothing. Vim ein lo lahachlif, and if you don't have what to change, yishalshel bivigadav, you should hang the garments down." So the Mefarshim explain that there were two ways to wear your garments. One way was a little bit rolled up, if you were a workman, because you were going in the mud or you were working and you wouldn't want to get them so dirty. And the other way was, if you were a person who was more noble, sitting in your house, an executive higher in the rank of society, you would wear the pants down all the way because you didn't have any concerns. So on Shabbos, the workmen, even if they can't change their garments because they can't afford a second set of clothing, but they should wear them in the way of the more noble people. Maskiflo Rav Safra. Rav Safra asks, and this question is not just on hanging your garments down or not, it's on all of Shabbos clothing. From Eschazi Kiromos Rucha. It seems like you're a Balgaiva, you're being haughty, because you're making believe you're part of a social class that you're not, and it seems to be an act of haughtiness. And the answer is, Kevin de Kol Yom Lo Ka'avid, he never does that. It's not that he's pushing himself somewhere he doesn't belong. V'ya'idnu de Ka'avid, and he's only doing it to honor Shabbos, lo mischazi kiro masrucha, it doesn't seem like a balgaiva, a haughty person. And that's clear, that every Jew is supposed to feel like a prince, a princess on Shabbos, and that's not considered haughtiness. That's an expression of essence. I'm a child of Hashem. I work for a living, and I do what I'm supposed to do, and on Shabbos, Klal Yisrael in its glory, as is Shabbos. So there's nothing incompatible over there, and therefore there's nothing haughty about it. The pasuk says, "V'chibadito me'asos terachecha," you should honor Shabbos, and you shouldn't do things the way you normally do them. Shabbos should be different. V'chibadito, the Gemara explains, means shelo yehi malbushcha shel Shabbos kemalbushcha shel chol. Shabbos is different. The clothing should not be the same. V'chihod Rabbi Yechon kari lemane mechubdosai. He used to call his clothing honor, clothes make the man, and therefore when it says v'chibadito, it means honor through different clothing. There's discussion in halacha, how much are you supposed to change? So certainly the regular suit, the basic outfit, the jacket, the pants. In addition, it seems that the chaluk, the shirt, even if it can't be told by everybody that it's different, supposed to have a Shabbos shirt. They bring that the Vilna Gaon used to change even his belt. I don't know if that's universally understood, that people have a Shabbos belt necessarily. But it is brought, not the undergarments. And the overgarments, even though it does seem that some people have a Shabbos coat or not, that according to strict textual sources, it doesn't seem to be binding. It's almost like, lahavdil lo aleinu, the guidelines are similar to those of kriya, of tearing, when we tear on a close relative that passes away. What's considered for warmth, like an overgarment? What's considered not a garment of honor, the undergarments? But only the garments of that stature, like a jacket, those are the garments that we're talking about, a shirt as well, and the pants, even though we don't do kriya there, but it's understood that that's the same type of status in terms of honoring Shabbos. The Gemara continues two lines from the bottom. Me'asos derachecha, from the way you walk, from the way you do things, from the word derech, away. Shelo yehi iluchach shel Shabbos ki iluchach shel chol, you should not walk the way you do during the week. And hopefully we'll have time to elaborate on that. Mimtzo cheftzecha asurim, your endeavors are forbidden, meaning business. Chefze shemayim utarim, but endeavors of heaven are permitted. And that's the basis of how we could do an auction, tzedakah fundraising on Shabbos. It's because the pasuk says you're not allowed to do your endeavors, cheftzecha. But chefze shemayim, if there's a public endeavor, firstly because of the pasuk, and secondly they have a leniency because they say there's no way to get everybody together except for Shabbos. It's hard to get people on the same page, come to the same meeting. So there are certain leniencies that we allow. I think that it's universally understood that the actual shul board meeting we don't do on Shabbos, because that's really an extension of people's personal
endeavors.
But if you had a more altruistic fundraiser, that you're doing an auction, where exactly to draw the line is correctly observed a little bit judgment call. It's not 100% clear how far you can go, and different congregations actually will not do certain things that others might. V'daber davar, and to speak on Shabbos, onto the next side. Shelo yehi diburecha shel Shabbos ki diburecha shel chol. You should not speak on Shabbos the way you speak during the week. But we infer, dibur asur, speaking is forbidden, hir hor mutter, but thinking is permitted. Technically, thinking is still permitted. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch that because of Oneg Shabbos, a person should not even think about business endeavors on Shabbos. But again, technically, as long as you didn't say it, and you don't look depressed, thinking is not because of the Pasuk, but because of the principle of Oneg Shabbos. There's an interesting Siparno my Rebbe showed me, where it says that you're not allowed to get into an endeavor that will not enable you to have a clear head for Shabbos. Even during the week, there's a mitzvah of Zohar Siyom HaShabbos Lakacha to remember that Shabbos is coming. And if this endeavor is going to put you at the edge of your seat, even on Shabbos, so then that endeavor is actually restricted. You're not supposed to be doing that. And this, the Mishnah Berurah mentions the pasuk that says, Sheshes Yamim Ta'avod, you should work for 6 days, V'yasisa kol malachtecha, and you should do all of your work. And Chazal tell us, how do you do all of your work in 6 days? Obviously, there's something left for the next week. But they say it should be on Shabbos as if everything has been done. In your mind, it should be V'yasisa kol malachtecha. The Gemara says, Bishloma kula lachayi, I'm fine with all of what you've told me. But I don't understand what it means. I shouldn't walk on Shabbos the way I walk during the week. Maihi, what is that case? So the Gemara launches into a phenomenal discussion here whether a person is allowed to jump over a stream on Shabbos. The risk is, firstly, that he might get wet and squeeze out his clothing. Not even a risk, but he's jumping. That's an improper act on Shabbos, etc. And they give different guidelines as to when you'd be allowed, if you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah, if it's possible to walk around without significant loss of time, different considerations. On the first wide line, the Gemara continues its discussion and explains what the difference between walking on Shabbos and walking during the week is. Elikid deba'a minei Rav Mari, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yaisi, Ma'alav Seb Sir Gasa B'Shabbos. Are you allowed to take a big step on Shabbos? Rashi says that a normal step is an amma, which we estimate at just under 2 feet. And More than that would be a psia gasa, like skipping, trying to take an extra large step. You're not supposed to do that during the week either. It diminishes one's eyesight. And you could bring it back through drinking the Kiddush wine on Friday night. But nevertheless, this is what he explains is considered a psia gasa, that on Shabbos would actually be restricted, not just whatever health concern, it would actually be restricted because it's not within the framework on Shabbos. Question that's brought is that children enjoy running. They actually encourage their parents to run. So we're out of time. We'll have to explore it a different time. But that concept where the child enjoys it and it's his joy of Shabbos and the parent doesn't enjoy it but is going to enjoy it because it'll bring joy to the child. Is that something that could be justified on Shabbos? Yeshakoach, have a great day.